USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States has surpassed 500,000 COVID-19 deaths almost a year after the first was reported. The good news, fatalities have slowed dramatically. This week's daily average is almost 40% decrease from that of the previous week, as according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. Some 8.8 million people in Texas, about a third of the state's population, still has issues with their water supply as of Sunday evening. Millions of Texans are still being advised to boil water before using, though all power plants are now back online. Officials in Houston, Texas, the biggest city in the state, said water there was safe to use without boiling. The painting The Scream by Edvard Munch is the second most recognizable work of art ever created, right behind Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa. Recently, curators announced text in the upper left corner of the masterpiece reads, "Could only have been painted by a madman," that has been authenticated to the artist. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Actress Olivia Munn has props for the NYPD and everyone on social media who cared. USA Radio News' Michael Fortier reports.
The actress is friends with the man whose mother was attacked this week by a man in a New York City street in Flushing. Munn shared with her hundreds of thousands of social media followers a surveillance video of the attack on the 52-year-old woman. A suspect was arrested Thursday. Munn says it's due in part to the internet.
It was an amazing moment of just seeing how powerful the collective can be when we kind of, you know, become an army together.
Munn on CNN Friday, she credits the NYPD for their quick response.
The fact that I could DM the NYPD on social media and say, hey, this happened to my friend's mom. Here are some pictures. Can you help me amplify this? I got a response right away, and they had a wanted poster out, and they were on top of it.
Munn's hearing of the arrest was an emotional moment for her. The victim, by the way, needed 10 stitches, but her son says she's doing okay. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
We are USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A Dubai princess went on social media claiming her family is holding her prisoner. Now the United Nations has stepped in. USA Radio News' Wendy King has more.
The United Nations is asking for proof that the daughter of the ruler of Dubai is alive and safe, less than a week after she posted a video saying she was being held hostage by her family. A spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said her office reached out to the family and asked for proof of life for Sheikha Latifa bint Mohammed Al Maktoum. The United Arab Emirates Embassy in London released a statement saying that Sheikha Latifa was under the care of her family and medical professionals at her home. On Tuesday, the BBC released a video where she said, "I'm a hostage. This villa is converted into a jail. I'm by myself, no access to medical help, no trial, no charge, nothing." In the videos, she said she fought against the soldiers who tranquilized her, then took her on a private jet to Dubai. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The BBC reported the princess was captured by commandos on a boat in the Indian Ocean. Christopher Bell outduels Joey Logano on closing laps after a day of chaos on the Daytona road course for the NASCAR Cup Series.
Burnout. I hate to tell you, we got to save that motor. No burnout.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.